Next week, Melissa, the Great American Smokeout is taking place. Got to release news out on this kind of a yearly event. Yeah. You have it every year, don't they?
Yeah, so this is a yearly event that's been going on for a very long time. And the Great American Smokeout date this year is November the 20th. So that is next Thursday. And this is a good opportunity for anybody who's been looking to maybe stop smoking or chewing tobacco to get started. And there are thousands of Americans all across the country who commit to smoking their tobacco or commit to stopping their tobacco use on this particular day. And what we do know in that from a survey in 2022 that we had here in the health district, there's about 12% of our adult population that does use some sort of tobacco product, whether that's smoking or chew, or sometimes the vape pens now even have tobacco products in them. So this is a great opportunity to start to work forward to a healthier lifestyle. What we do know is that tobacco kills about 7 million people every year, and 1.6 million of those people who die are actually not even smokers, or they've never used tobacco products. They have experienced the secondhand smoke exposure that they have maybe from a loved one who's smoking in the home or in the vehicle, and they later develop cancer-related illnesses from that. So this helps not only protect you, but it also helps protect those people that we love and are important to us. And so the one thing is, there's lots of resources out there. One of the best places to go here in Nebraska is the Nebraska Quit Line. And that phone number is 1-800-QUIT-NOW. So 1-800-784-8669. Or you can visit them online at quitnow.ne.gov for all kinds of additional resources. There's also a quit line for people who do not have English as their primary language. It actually can be translated into 200 other languages. So there's the availability for that as well. And then you can also talk to your provider, your healthcare providers. Lots of people seek counseling because quitting tobacco is very, very challenging. And if you have a support group and a group of people that you can talk to about it and you guys can bounce information off each other, that really helps. And with some of the great things that came out of the horrible 2020-2021 pandemic that we experienced, telehealth has become very available in our area. And that's where you can seek a provider and you don't have to travel to them. You can visit with them online. So on your laptop, your phone, or even a tablet, you can speak to them in person and not have to leave the area. And also there are lots of medications that are available, both over-the-counter and prescription. So there's ways that you can quit the tobacco and work toward a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, any questions, more information? I know you got a lot of information, the release on that website, on your Facebook pages as well, don't you, Melissa?
Yeah, so you can visit us at swhealth.ne.gov. For all kinds of great information, we always have a hot topic, and right now the Great American Smokeout is one of those rolling topics that we have. But if you need more information and you want to talk to somebody in person, you can always call us at 308-345-4223.
I know you're still putting out information all the time on offering vaccines for children, flu shots, and not just at your place, but you travel to locations too, don't you?
Yeah, we do. So we have a couple of upcoming clinics next week. So on Tuesday, November 18th, we'll be at Hitchcock County High School in their library from 3:30 to 4:30. And this is a perfect time to get your kiddos or yourself caught up on any vaccinations that you might need. We are also offering flu shots, and we do still have a few COVID shots left. So if that is something that you haven't gotten time to do yet, we have that available. Also, there will be an Imperial Clinic on November 19th, and that's actually the Chase County Clinic. They are so gracious to let us use part of their facility for that clinic, and that's from 4 to 6 p.m. Mountain Time. And then if you want to come into the office, we're usually here from 8 to 4. I would recommend that you just make a phone call to make sure that I'm available. It's kind of still busy season, so we just want to make sure that if you stop in, I'm here. And we're located at 404 West 10th Street. We're one block north of Arby's and McCook.
And Melissa, I know you have some information also. November is National Caregiver Month, and you've got a little information on how that is going this month as well, don't you?
Yeah, so November is National Caregiver Month, and what a caregiver is it's someone who takes care of a loved one who may have issues with maybe they have autism or maybe they have dementia or those kinds of things. And these are the people that love them and care for them. And sometimes we just need a break. It's really, really hard to take care of someone that you love for long extended periods of time and not get that break. So this is the opportunity to just look into getting a break. We do have a program here at the health department for people who have those kind of situations. And what we do know is that people who work with loved ones all the time and don't get a break, they often feel overwhelmed. They start to have burnout. They have difficulty concentrating. They may take out their frustrations on their loved ones. And sometimes we even have sleep issues and constant fatigue from that. Because if you're up with someone all night long and then you have to go to work, it can be very challenging for you to function. So just looking at your situation, is this something that you need? Maybe bringing in some family or friends. But you can also call the health department at 308-345-4223 to find out if you qualify for this opportunity.
One more thing. I do believe that you're still promoting your radon poster contest kicking off. That just kicked off recently, didn't it?
Yeah, so we have the radon poster contest that we offer every year, and that's for our kiddos 9 to 14 years of age throughout the whole district, and that includes kids that are homeschooled or kids that are schooled at private or regular school. And this really helps our kiddos to learn about the dangers of radon. Radon is a very important issue in our particular health district. One out of every two homes here will test positive for radon. So it's really important to understand for these kids to know early. And it also helps them teach their parents about what radon is and how they can protect themselves. And so the radon poster contest will be going on until the end of November. And there are some requirements for that poster. So we encourage you to go to our website and look at the news release at swhealth.ne.gov. Just to find out what those requirements are. But let me see. I just want to make sure. The deadline for the submission is December the 12th, and you can drop those posters off here at the health department, or if your child is at school and doing this project, their teacher can submit it for them. And then we also, the top three winners of each category, so we have a 9 to 10-year-old, 11 to 12, and 13 to 14, the top three winners of each of those categories receive a great gift for us and then some recognition with their posters being displayed. So we're just trying to create awareness about what radon is. It is a colorless, odorless gas that comes from the breakdown of uranium in the soil. And again, it is a big issue for us in the health district. So if you have more questions about radon or you would like to have your participate in the radon poster contest, please give us a call at 308-345-4223 or take a look at our website at swhealth.ne.gov.